Hey folks, it's Mike from Profiling Evil. I've been studying criminal behavior for more than 40 years, and one of my favorite research tools is Truth Finder. It's online, and you're not going to believe the information stored there. So if you want to know more about that new neighbor, your babysitter, or your online date, give Truth Finder a try. I'm including a special link below with special discount pricing, but you got to click the link and enter EVIL10 at checkout. Now, we're an affiliate, which means we get a small commission, but you can cancel at any time. Well, he simply vanished on Sunday, November 5th, 2023, along that Illinois-Indiana border. His vehicle, it was left running with the truck doors wide open. And when they found his truck, his dogs were still inside with their leashes on. What happened to Jared McCulloch? Well, hey, everybody, welcome to Profiling Evil in this edition of Down the Rabbit Hole. These series are short recaps. They're intended to be short, and we're talking about missing person cases and unsolved murders. The intent is to make you aware of cases that you might not have heard about, and then possibly send you down that rabbit hole of personal discovery and web sleuthing. You know, when Jared's mother reached out to me and told me the story, I got sucked in, and I think you might too. Jared's travels on the day he disappeared have been well documented. I'm going to be referring to some of those, and you can check him out online. But he left his home in Marion, Louisiana, and made a 500-mile trek north to Salem, Illinois, where he planned on visiting his son in a little suburb. He was also going to visit his ex-girlfriend there, and I think together they were going to go. Now, I think it's really important to point out that Jared reportedly had a couple of outstanding felony warrants for his arrest. They were for domestic battery and probation violations in Louisiana. I think it would be really interesting to figure out what his work history was before he left, his rental history or home ownership. Because those are the kinds of things that can tell us if there's any evidence suggesting that he planned to leave permanently or he was truly just headed on a trip to go up and visit his son and return back to his home in Marion. Now, it doesn't appear that he saw his son before he disappeared, so I question whether he was contemplating suicide like some have suggested. Especially since this guy put forth the effort to travel that far to see his son. He was only within miles of him. It seems he would have stuck around that day to say goodbye, if in fact he was planning on a suicide and he wanted to see him before he died. Now, his girlfriend reportedly stated that she was going to go with him to visit the son later that day. It just never happened. But here's what we know. We know that he arrived in his truck to Salem, Illinois, to the Huck's gas station at 1:38 in the morning. He was captured on CCTV. So that was the morning of Sunday, September 5th, 2023. And it's kind of unsure what he did for the next 4 hours. I'm thinking he probably slept in his truck. But this we do know. A short time later, 4 hours later, he stopped at a Phillips 66, which is just to the west in Central City. He was captured on CCTV there, and everything seemed fine. And I think it's really important to point out that the gas station cameras revealed that Jared only had his dogs in his truck with him. There was nobody else with him. Now, McCulloch's son lives about 40 miles south of this gas station. His girlfriend lives about 10 miles to the north-northeast of that location. So if they were going to go to his son's house together, his next activities suggest that he might have abandoned the idea, or he may have been on a little road trip before picking her up. You see, 3 hours later at 8:30 a.m., Jared is seen at a gas station in Carmi, Illinois, some 60 miles to the southwest. I'm wondering if something wasn't worked out in his plans to see his son and that it's not getting publicized because we still see this really interesting shift in behavior. Now, it could be that he just wanted to go out and tour around a little as he burned off some hours before they went for this appointed meeting. And he may have gone in a route that I'm showing you on this map where he went to meet his girlfriend later and then traveled down to meet his son. I mean, who knows? But with this theory in mind, I thought I would map out a possible route that would follow the digital forensics that have been recovered and the location where his truck was found. And if all of this makes sense to you, perhaps my theory would make sense to law enforcement. Now, digital forensics support that Jared followed this action, and several stops verify waypoints along his route. So I want to pull up a map and just kind of plot out some of the locations that are key in this case based on the digital forensics that were recovered. These are waypoints that kind of suggest the direction that Jared was going and describe why his vehicle ended up where it did and potentially where he could have been going, which I believe might have been a round trip to his girlfriend's house before going to see his son. For instance, at 9:27 a.m., Jared's phone pings off the Grayville, Illinois tower. So these are just approximate areas. He's talking to his girlfriend. A little later, near the Mount Carmel Tower, they talk for about 20 minutes, beginning at 10:24 a.m. And then, after those pings, he's then got a cellular ping on the Allendale Tower at 10:57 a.m. Now, the last phone call is recorded here, and it happens at 11:08, when he and his girlfriend talk for about 6 minutes. Now, I believe this is going to be one of the key pieces of evidence in solving this case, and those pieces of evidence are going to tell us what on earth those conversations were about. It might tell us the circumstances, the situation, and the emotions that Jared was experiencing during these calls and preparatory to the visits. I'm hopeful that law enforcement has got that information, and it really causes me to reflect on an official statement that they made to suggest it's true. Investigators do not suspect foul play in this case. Jared McCulloch's truck was later found abandoned, actually almost a day later, on Monday, November 6th at 8 a.m. Now, this is the location approximately where his vehicle was recovered. His two dogs were left inside, and they still had their leashes on. This is really important. The doors to his truck were wide open, and this, to me, suggests that he may have stopped to let the dogs out to relieve themselves or stretch for a few minutes. Now, he had control of them because the leashes were on. The truck engine was left on, too, evident by the evidence that suggests that it just ran out of fuel as it sat there for the next day. The battery also died, suggesting that the lights were on and the doors obviously being open would have caused something to maintain some draw on the battery, maybe the radio. So the question becomes, what happened? Now, some scenarios are suggesting that something criminal might have happened. And frankly, I'm finding this less likely given the evidence in totality, at least of what's being reported publicly. Perhaps he did stop to let those dogs out to run for a few minutes, and there was some kind of an accident. I mean, I guess it's possible that he could have been hit by a passing vehicle or something, and they tried to dispose of his body. But I believe law enforcement would have recovered some kind of evidence to support that kind of an idea. It's also possible that he fell into a nearby body of water. And I say this because I know that law enforcement searched the water for several days. That really makes the most sense to me. I could just theorize that his dogs would have tried to stay with him if he fell in the water. But eventually, if in fact he was sucked under or drowned, the dogs would have returned to the truck where they obediently waited. Jared's mother sent me this video and the description of her son and the events surrounding his disappearance. I want to thank her, and I want to encourage each of you to share any information you might have on Jared McCulloch's disappearance with authorities. Let's watch that video clip.
Jared McCulloch, my son, was born in May of 1990. He was my first child, so it was a learning experience together. He is always quiet and shy and backwards, at least whenever he was young. He didn't do very well in school, but he enjoyed playing football. It took us quite a few years, probably until his junior high years, for us to realize that he was actually dyslexic, so reading and writing weren't things that came naturally to him, which is why he struggled, and I think attributed to his bashfulness. He did find a love in the church and God, and his faith was always, always strong and continued on. He went missing on November the 5th, 2023. From what we understand as far as a timeline, he left his home in Marion, Louisiana on November the 4th, somewhere around 6 p.m. Central Time. It was told to us that he went to see his 14-year-old son that lived in Illinois. He was going to meet up with his son's mother, and they were then going to drive to Benton, Illinois to visit the child. To our understanding, he never made it to his destination. He did arrive, however, in Salem, Illinois at approximately 1:38 a.m. on November the 5th. The whole timeline is difficult for us to even begin to even try to follow, because that was during time change. So unfortunately, we fell back an hour during that time. So we have to approximate any times that we've gathered, whether it be video or phone records that we've received. From there, after leaving the Hucks, he is seen again on camera at the Phillips 66 gas station in Central City, Illinois at approximately 5:30 a.m. the same day. He gets gas there and then he leaves. The next confirmed sighting and the last confirmed sighting would be in Carmi, Illinois around 8:30 a.m. also on the 5th. In any of these videos, he doesn't seem distressed or upset. From everything we can gather, there's no one in the vehicle besides his dogs. Everything seems like a normal day. After he leaves Carmi, we follow his phone pings up the Highway 1, ultimately stopping in St. Francisville, Illinois. We do have a couple of eyewitnesses that have come forward to say that they did see him in St. Francisville, Illinois, but we don't have, as of yet, any kind of video proof of that. His truck was later found on November the 6th in a very remote area along the Wabash River Road. It's a one-lane gravel road. His truck was left running until it ran out of gas and the battery died. Both driver's side doors were left open. His dogs and his suitcase and a few personal belongings were all still inside of the vehicle. But Jared, unfortunately, was not. We have not seen or heard from him since that day. Although there has been no bank records, no cell phone records, we have not found his cell phone, his wallet, and his sunglasses, which we believe were all on him at that time. He was last seen wearing a Carhartt jacket and a light blue shirt and blue jeans with Skechers shoes on. He does have tattoos. We would just like to ask anybody for any help as far as locating him, or if you had seen him along his journey on his trip, if you might have spoken to him or noticed his dogs, that would be the first thing you would see. Please reach out to Detective Carr with the Knox County Sheriff's Office. His phone number is 812-882-7660. We also have a tip line set up, and that number is 618-367-1828. Thank you.
I hope you're enjoying this quick video on Down the Rabbit Hole about Jared McCulloch. And it reminds me to remind you that if you're thinking about going to this year's Crime Con in Nashville, Tennessee, you can get a discount on your registration by using the code ProfilingEvil. That's one word. Enter it in as you register for the event and you'll get a discount. And if you do come to Crime Con, I hope that you'll look me up and we'll get a chance to talk face to face, meet, and hopefully capture a couple of photographs together. Now listen, you can learn more about this case by following the Finding Jared McCulloch Facebook page. They are keeping up on this case and giving people information on a regular basis. There are also some interesting podcasts out there that you might want to dig into as you go down the rabbit hole. You know, there's a small reward for any information that leads to finding Jared, but the most important thing is finding Jared so that his family knows what happened. I'd like to know what your thoughts are on the Jared McCulloch case, and I hope that you'll put them down below and make sure you're taking time to hit that like and subscribe button. Hey, please share Profiling Evil with your friends. And remember that you can find Profiling Evil on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you like audio podcasts, folks, make sure you're checking out Profiling Evil Podcasts on your favorite podcast platform. Hey, thanks for your support of Profiling Evil, and we'll see you soon at the next crime scene. Hey folks, it's Mike from Profiling Evil. I've been studying criminal behavior for more than 40 years, and one of my favorite research tools is TruthFinder. It's online, and you're not going to believe the information stored there. So if you want to know more about that new neighbor, your babysitter, or your online date, give TruthFinder a try. I'm including a special link below with special discount pricing, but you got to click the link and enter EVIL10 at checkout. Now, we're an affiliate, which means we get a small commission, but you can cancel at any time.